If you're looking to have better content that you can pour into your listener that's more effective, this is the episode for you.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's your friend, Adam A. Adams, and I'm excited to talk to you about content, having better content, because your podcast needs better content. Now, unfortunately, there is no absolute exact science. It's kind of like an art. You're moving science and art together, and it's going to help you to be able to have a better piece of content. So I've got about 11 ideas, 11 considerations that are going to help you to have better content. And I'm going to quickly explain each one of these things in about a minute or two. So the whole episode shouldn't be more than maybe about 20 to 22 minutes. Let's dive in. Consideration number one for creating great content for your perfect listener is A, understanding your true avatar. If you don't know who you're speaking with and what they want to know, you cannot have great content. You cannot pour into them. If you're sitting here trying to act as if you're trying to be everything to everyone, you won't really be speaking to anyone. So understanding and identifying your avatar and niching down so that you're only speaking to him or her in the way that they are wanting to learn, that's the way that you're going to be able to have great content. If you miss this mark, if you don't know who you're speaking to, you will lose the game of podcasting, I promise. Identify who you're speaking with. Make sure you know what they're looking for, what they need, what situation they're in, what they're struggling with, and then you can solve their problem. That's the first thing. B is you should have a content calendar. If you have a content calendar, it will help you. When I had a meetup group and I was focusing on real estate with this lunch club, I met with all of my friends in the middle of the day at noon on a Thursday. We ended up becoming one of the top 6 meetups in the entire world. The number one meetup in the whole state of Colorado. It's kind of remarkable. Now, I'm not that cool. I'm not that awesome. I'm not that smart. It wasn't about me necessarily. It was more about the way that we had a meetup. And some of those things that I'm going to be talking about with you today is the lessons that I learned from my meetup that is also helping me with the podcast. So I'm going to make these illustrations. And if you think that they aren't going to work, they do align because many of my clients in the podcasting space have gotten a similar value where they're literally ranking your top 1%. One of those things that I did when I was in my meetup is I decided to niche, like the avatar and niching down and make sure you're speaking to that one person. Once you niche down and figure that out, you are going to need to find a way to constantly talk about that. So once you differentiate yourself and niche down and know who you're talking to, you need to put that out all the time. In the beginning of this episode, I said, hey, podcaster, because I know you're a podcaster or you're about to start a podcast. So I want to make sure I know who I'm speaking with. At the meetup, I used this niche and the content calendar a lot. Here's what I did with the content calendar. I put out, because we met every single week, which is a lot for a meetup group, met every Thursday at noon. And what I would do with my content calendar is I would decide if I was ever going to speak, when I would speak, what I would talk about, what's my superpower, what I could pour into, what I'm passionate about. And I also thought about my avatar. What do they need to know? What do they want to learn? What would get them interested? And so I started creating what's called a content calendar. where I would select ahead of time. I always say you create it spiritually and then it will manifest itself physically. This basically means you design it in your head and get clear on the vision of what you're doing. And then you'll have the ability to bring that to fruition where it comes to life in real life. So with the content calendar, I basically said to myself, what are the subjects that they want to know? Who are the people that they would want to hear from? And I actually designed a whole year of 52 different events, actually 51 because we didn't meet on Thanksgiving, but 52 events for the whole year. And I ended up having this conversation with all of the people. And it was very helpful. And I hope you can get the similarities for your podcast. Some of these things might not be exact, but here's basically what I did. I designed out, all right, we're going to talk about this subject. We're going to talk about this subject. And I wrote it all out. And I said, who's going to be the best person to talk about that subject? Who do I know or who have I heard of that knows that content really, really well that I could call on? And I would basically do this. Other meetup organizers would call you, would call the person that they wanted to speak, and they would say something like, hey, do you want to speak for my meetup? Okay, what would you want to speak about? When could you do it? Oh, okay, let me check. And it just makes it hard. This is what I did instead. It was just slightly different. I'd reach out and I would say, hey, Bob, I know that you're a professional in the XYZ field, and I've got this meetup group, and we have an opening because I've already designed the content calendar before I ever called this person. We've got an opening coming up in June of next year that is going to be all about this subject. And I wanted to find out if you would have any interest in being the speaker, because I would like to highlight you, or if you're unable to do it, I have another person in mind that is at the same field as you, and I could call them if you're unable to do it. And what this did is it allowed me to have one call with one person and for them to completely agree to being at that event and flying in to present, because there was a little bit of scarcity with it's only on this one day. It's this one day, this one time. And if you can't do it, I'm going to get your direct competition. So either you're going to do it and benefit, or you're going to have your direct competition benefit and you're going to lose out. So it helped them have a little bit of fear of missing out. But I would create the entire year, and it was not hard. It took me a few hours to design the 52 events. And then I would end up calling the people, and they would say yes generally on the very first call within like 2 minutes. And I would get off the call and I would verify. I would say, so you're definitely in because I want to have this calendar ready to go before the end of the year. So I just want to make sure you're absolutely in and I'm not going to have to call this other company. And it would say, nope, I'm all the way in. You can count on me. And then I'll triple check and I'll say, is it in your calendar? And they'll say yes. And then I'll quadruple check. And I said, is there any way that you're going to miss that event? And then they would say, nope, absolutely not. I'm going to do these extra things now just to make sure that I don't. And that was really, 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 really helpful as we created a whole content calendar, created in our minds, and then let it come to fruition. With that said, create your whole content calendar. It is not hard. Even with me calling these people, it took less than 2 weeks. I would usually start in the middle of October, and before Halloween, I would be completely done filling up the entire years of content. And you can do that same thing. The way that it relates in our podcast, the thing that I would suggest is you spend the time to just answer the question, what are people asking for? And that's moving into letter C that I'm going to about to go into. which is Answer the Public, which is a very helpful consideration for making great content for your people. So I'll get into that here in just a second, but just make sure you have a content calendar, you create the whole thing, you decide when you're going to be speaking, when you're going to be interviewing others, what's the subject, what's the content, and outline it ahead of time so that you never have to think about it again. It could be very helpful. So when I was saying letter C is Answer the Public, answerthepublic.com is a really cool website that can help you have better content. So for example, I'm a podcaster and I want to answer the public for about podcasting. So I literally go to answerthepublic.com and then I'm able to just simply type in podcasting and I get this giant wheel. And let me give you an example of what comes up. What is podcasting all about? Podcasting meeting. What podcast equipment do I need? Podcasting, what does it mean? What is podcasting in English? What are podcasts used for? What is podcasting in Hindi? What's podcasting in a computer? There's all these several different questions, and you can pick and choose which ones are valuable to you. For example, here's one that says, can podcasts have video? And this is the idea of Answer the Public. We already know that people are typing these questions in. They're like going to the search bars like Google, for example, Yahoo. They're going to these search bars, Bing, and they're typing these things in and it's getting aggregated and pulled together. And there ends up being 346 results for podcasting. These are the top results. The questions and then the propositions and then the comparisons and then alphabetical and then the related posts. How does podcasting work? How to grow a podcast? Why should I podcast? Should I podcast? How do I monetize a podcast? Is podcasting the future? Is podcasting important? Can I podcast from my laptop? I now know that these are the most common questions in the world. And they're getting aggregated and putting into one place called answerthepublic.com. And genuinely, I cannot use all of these. What is podcasting in English? I am not going to create an episode called that because I don't know how I would create a podcast that talks about what is podcasting in English. I think that these are just questions that are most common, but you're not going to use every single one of them, okay? So hopefully you got some ideas of how you can use Answer the Public and that you feel comfortable that you don't have to do every single question, but it can be an incredible way for you to know people in your genre are already looking for. You can type in anything. You can type in real estate investing. You can type in Bitcoin. You can type in crypto. You can type in blockchain. You can type in Windows, you can type in housing, you can type in flowers, and you can find out what are people wanting to know in your space. And then you can create a podcast based on that. That can kind of help you in your business and make some of that content a little bit easier and also support you in making that content calendar, which was B. So C was Answer the Public. D is solo episodes. And basically, if you're creating content and you're trying to support people, I believe that some of your content should be some solo episodes. So what are the considerations on these solo episodes? Some people call them monologues. One consideration that I would have for you is to not think of it so much as like a monologue, but to think of it more almost as a dialogue. If you're thinking of it as a monologue when you're just basically talking at somebody or talking to somebody, it will probably come across a little bit wrong. But if you think of it more of like a dialogue where you're having a conversation with somebody, where you're pouring into them, when you're understanding them, when you're looking at them in the eye, when you think of it that way, it's going to support you to be a lot better podcaster. So when we go back to A, being your avatar, generally when I work with clients, we will have a conversation where we talk about who that avatar is. And sometimes I'll recommend to my client that they will actually take a photograph of their avatar. One way to think of your avatar is the best client you've ever worked with or the perfect person that you think you could add value to. that might work with you or hire you or hire the advertisers, you want to narrow it down to that one person. And then you basically take that person and you can put a photograph of, maybe you call it Sarah is your avatar. Sarah, let's just say Sarah is this race. Sarah is this age. Sarah has this job title. Whatever it is, you will understand Sarah really, really well. And then you actually go and find a picture of Sarah and put that picture on your screen so that anytime you're recording content, you remember that you're really just having a dialogue with Sarah. You're really just pouring into her. You're having a good conversation with her, answering the things that she needs and not speaking above her head or dumbing it down too much either. You want to make sure that you are pouring into Sarah in the best way you could, or whoever your avatar is, with Johnny, for example. So that's what I would suggest with the solo episodes. Do them because your avatar will get to know you. And when you do them, make sure you're speaking to the avatar at the avatar's level so that he or she can feel that it's more of a dialogue and not just a monologue. You're not talking at them. All right, E, the interview episodes. With interview episodes, you definitely want to make sure you're asking good questions. You definitely want to make sure you have good banter. So here's some ideas that are helpful for an interview episode. One of those things is you want to have guests on your show that resonate pretty well with your avatar. So if you're having a guest, and let's just say your avatar is Sarah or Johnny, you want to be thinking of, who would Sarah want to learn from? Who would Sarah be glad that I had on the podcast? Sometimes podcasters have a guest on their show that only benefits them or that they just want to pick their brain, but they haven't considered what their avatar, Johnny, is looking for. And so the interview episode is already kind of on the wrong path. Another consideration of having the right person on your podcast is making sure that they're going to add value to your listener, making sure that they're coming from the right place. Another consideration is, are they famous and people are just going to be wondering what they're talking about? Or do they have just tons of value? Or are they in the same seat as my listener is? Or are they a little ahead? You want to be thinking of some of these things just to make sure that that interview goes well and can pour into your listener. Other things is asking questions to the guest on the interview that are right for your avatar. For example, if you're just asking questions that you're interested in and it's not helping the avatar, is probably going to be the wrong question. So you want to be thinking of that. I always think of real estate because I came from there and that's my first podcast. So I remember I have a lot of friends that want to attract what's called OPM, other people's money. And they have guests on their show that teach people how to raise money. They have guests on their show that teach people how to find a real estate deal in a better way. They have guests on the show that are teaching the operation side of the business, but not the passive side of the business. Not like, how do you protect yourself as a passive investor? How do you find a good operator? How do you make sure your operator's in a good market that has a tailwind instead of a headwind? These are some of the considerations that you need to be thinking of also for your avatar. If you're asking questions that doesn't necessarily help your full objective, it's going to go wrong. So there's just a few things on E, interviews. F, questions equal content. Here's the thing. A lot of times I will just be able to create a new episode based on somebody who asks me a question. I might be in a mastermind group, or I might be on a discovery call with a new podcaster or a aspiring podcaster. And some of the questions that they ask me, I think, oh, you know what? That would be valuable to my podcast listener. So I'll go ahead and I'll answer that. Sometimes I'll say, hey, I'm going to create an episode and then I'll send it to you. I'm going to create an episode based on your question, then I'm going to send it to you. Another way to do questions equals content is, for example, I think I've done this, but I cannot actually verify this right now, but it's a great idea as well. I think I've done this with my real estate podcast, and I think I've done it with this podcast too, where I'll just basically be like in a group on Facebook that's part of the podcasting space, and maybe one podcaster will have a question, and I will go in and say to that person, that was a good question. I'm going to make an episode on my podcast to answer it. Would you like me to send it to you? So again, that was a good question. I'm going to make an episode that answers this concisely. Would you like me to send it to you when I'm done? Question mark. They're most likely going to say yes. They're going to notice the effort. They're going to understand that you are an expert in your field. If you hear engines driving by the way, it's because I left my window open on purpose. It's a nice day. So this is not normal for me to have engines driving by, but it's been winter and it's a sunny, warm day. And so I opened my window on purpose. I should have warned you in the beginning, but you're probably hearing engines now because there's a lot. I'm right by a highway. Anyway, answer the public, solo interview, questions equals content. Basically, you could go into a Facebook group that somebody asks a question in your field, and you can say, great question. I'm going to answer that on my public. I'm going to answer that on my podcast. When I do you want me to send it to you? Question mark. They're going to say yes. They're going to be thankful. They're going to see that you're an expert in the field. They're going to see that you're making extra effort. They're going to feel more well connected to you. It will be very valuable. F, questions equal content. G, be yourself, be natural. This is a thing that took me forever, because I always wanted to impress people. I always wanted to be more professional than like I naturally would be. I always wanted to impress people by not saying or not saying or having some of these other filler words, like the word like. I have said it lots of times in this episode, and it was this thought process of I need to be respected. I need to gain respect. I need to impress people. I need people to believe in me. And so I got to be kind of like perfect. And I realized that it was not the perfection that was attracting people. It was the being real that attracted people. It was the being myself. And granted, it both attracts people and it also repels people. We have to understand that if you are who you completely are, you cuss when you cuss, you swear when you want to swear, you talk about these things, your mind might be in the gutter sometimes, or it might not be in the gutter, or you might have innuendos naturally, or you might say like or or If you naturally speak with your friends and your family in a certain way, I believe that it is going to be helpful on your podcast. If you want to basically draw your line in the sand and have some people come on your side of the sand, you have to establish who that is. And I want to further say that if your goal is to make money through your podcast, if you want people to maybe hire you as a coach or a mentor or join your program or join your mastermind or your online coaching or whatever it is, if that's your goal and people don't know who you are, it's going to be real challenging for them to want to dare to put their money with you because they're not quite sure. There's this dissonance. It's not adding up. Do they have skeletons in their closet? I don't know if I can trust them. There's going to be this huge element of them not being clear on who you are because you're trying to be too perfect. And that's going to actually make people listen to your podcast even less. But if they do listen, they might not still be able to put their money with you. They might not be able to hire you. So just be yourself, be natural. It took me forever to just come to terms with that I'm not perfect and that that's okay. And it took me a long time to come to terms with I might use innuendos that are going to offend people. I might talk about something. Maybe for you, it could be religion. Maybe it could be politics. Maybe it could be you're into yoga, but your listeners into CrossFit, and these are battling ideas or something. Whereas you got to understand you're going to attract your people and repel the wrong people. So it can help you sift through that and make sure that you're really close with your actual listener. It's a big thing to me. So that was G, be yourself. H is a formula, and I'm just going to give you the formula here right now. It is tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them, and then tell them what you told them. The main formula is your listener should understand what kind of value that they're going to get from the podcast from the very beginning. They should already be hooked into it. And then in the middle, when you tell them, that means that you're delivering on a promise. You're making them promise in the beginning. Now you're delivering on the promise. It's not just clickbait. You're actually delivering on it. And then at the end, you wrap it up and let them know that you delivered on a promise. This does a lot of things with the trust, know, like, and trust. They understand what they're getting into. You delivered on it. They're more likely to hire you. They're more likely to listen to more of your episodes because it's not just clickbait. So the formula is simple. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Then you tell them. Then you tell them what you told them. Basically, make a promise, then deliver on the promise, and then show them that you delivered on the promise. That's the formula. This is the best way to have a podcast. The teaser is another way to kind of get that hook in the beginning. Teaser should be 17 seconds or less, 17 seconds or less. And this is a way to have good content. The teaser should be 17 seconds or less. It should hook them, and it should basically be partly, in large part, tell them what you're going to tell them. That's the teaser. It's getting them excited about the rest of the episode. It's getting hooked. J is the final one that we're talking about today. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. I think it's 11. It's your intro and outro. Okay, so the intro and the outro are part of the content. Your advertisements are part of that content. My suggestions are the advertisement shouldn't get in the way of your podcast. The advertisement shouldn't happen before you ever at least give them a hook. You should at least tell them what you're going to tell them before the advertisements come. The intro should be short. Intro could be 30 seconds or less. For all of our clients, our goal is 15 seconds. Our goal is 15 seconds. And we do that a lot. We do a lot of 13 to 18 second introductions. So just remember, the goal is 15 seconds or less. It's going to be very, very challenging to do that. But in your intro, if you want to have really good content, you want to call out your avatar in the intro. You want to know exactly who you're speaking to in the introduction. And then in the outro, you want to call them out again with a call to action. Remember in a previous episode, I said with the call to action, you have a max of two things. If you have two, which is the most amount you can ever have, one of them should be a call to action of what they should do for them. The other one might be a call to action of what they can do for you or your podcast or the business that could kind of help you as well. So the intro and the outro should be short. They should be concise. They should really speak to that person. They should have a what's in it for me. Like, what am I going to get? Your listener should be thinking, what am I going to get at if I do that thing? You should just share those benefits in the intro, the outro, the call to action, and even the ads whenever you can. So we talked about a few ideas, creating good content. I went a little over I said 22 minutes. We're slightly past that, and I apologize. I hate making a promise and not keeping it, but I think we still had great value here. We talked about the avatar, creating a content calendar, answerthepublic.com, having your solo episodes, your interview episodes, questions equal content, being yourself, being natural, cussing if you cuss, the formula, hook, story, offer, beginning, middle, and end, the teaser, the intro, the outro, the ads. I hope that was helpful, and we'll see you next time. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make them money instead of cost them money, we put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com. but put in /templates, growshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.